At dark, me and Drover staked the place out. We hid in some tall weeds, maybe 30 feet from the chicken house. Time sure did drag. The first couple hours, we heard coyotes howling off in the distance. Drover kept looking around with big eyes. I thought he might try to slip off to the machine shed, but he didn't. After a while, he laid his head down on his paws and went to sleep. I could have kept him awake. I mean, pulled rank and demanded that he stay awake. But I thought, what the heck, the little guy probably needed the sleep. I figured I could keep watch and wake him up when the time came for action. Then I fell asleep. But the funny thing about it was that I dreamed I was awake, sitting there and standing guard. I kept saying, "Hank, are you awake?" And Hank said, "Sure I am. If I was asleep, you and I wouldn't be talking like this, would we?" And I said, "No, I suppose not." Seems to me it's kind of a waste of good sleep to dream about what you were doing when you were awake. But that's what happened. I heard something squawk, and I said, "Hank, what's that?" "Nothing." "You sure?" "Sure, I'm sure. You're wide awake and watching the stakeout, aren't you?" "I think so, yes." "Then stop worrying." The squawking went on, and the next thing I knew, Drover was jumping up and down.
"Hank! Oh, Hank! He's back! Murder! Help! Blood! We fell asleep! Oh my gosh, Hank, wake up!"
"Huh? I ain't asleep." And right then my eyes popped open, and I woke up. Dang the luck, I was asleep. I was afraid of that. We dashed out of the weeds and found a body south of the chicken house door. The M.O. was the same. There's another technical term, M.O. It stands for modus of operationis, which means how it was done. We shorten it to M.O. A pattern began to emerge. The killer had struck twice, and both times he had killed a white leghorn hen. Actually, that might not have been a crucial point because there weren't any other colored hens on the place, but I mention it to demonstrate the kind of deep thinking that goes into solving a case of this type. You can't overlook a single detail, even those that don't mean anything. But the most revealing clue was that the murderer hadn't dragged his victim off. That meant that he hadn't killed for food, but only for the sport of it. In other words, we had a pathagorical killer on the loose. This was very significant, the first big break in the case. At last, I had an M.O. that narrowed the suspects down to coyotes, coons, skunks, badgers, foxes, rats. It hadn't eliminated anybody, and I was right back where I started.